What's your name?
Hey y'all. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela. I'm not really sure who I have with me today.
It's your boy Sunny J in the building with you too. What's up, what's up?
Hey, Sunny J.
What's up, what's up?
You know
oh
what?
My God.
I really have to
I don't know what's up with y'all, but you Tony and chicks, man. Y'all something else. I gotta watch y'all the choir ones. I gotta watch these choir ones, man. These
What you mean?
Y'all gotta watch these choir ones, man.
What's wrong with the choir ones?
Y'all be cutting up these topics.
No.
I don't know who was you and T. You and T, I don't know who you and T. I'll be y'all something else. I gotta watch y'all.
No man, we didn't do nothing wrong. I don't see nothing
wrong.
Yeah,
but y'all, it's you gotta watch some car ones, y'all. They scare the crap out of you.
Don't people do not fear the quiet woman. The woman is to be seen, not heard.
Yeah.
It sounded like the
okay.
Right thing to say, didn't it?
Yeah, I smelled the BS all in it. So blah, blah, blah. That's all I was here. Blah, 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 blah.
We'll never forget you. Anyway, guys. Hi, guys. It's been a week. We're back. Good some glamour. With your host, Model Angela. Houston Riri will be joining us soon, I think. Tonight we have on the show Mike Reeves. I will be interviewing him, and he's talking about his new song, Miley Cyrus, which he played last week. We'll play it again this week, along with our Hot or Not song battle that we do every week. And that's going to start at about 10:15-ish. So if y'all waiting for us to play them songs, y'all can call in and vote. By 10:15, we're going to start taking them calls.
I'm gonna go ahead and put some out there for you too, fam, because we add an extra element to it to make it even easier, and that is if you want to tweet, that link and stuff will be out there. The artist actually had the information how y'all can do it at exactly 10:15. I have it. And y'all can tweet Dustspot, that's DUSKSTOT, on Twitter with your votes. And then, we'll count those votes too. So that way, if you can't make it to the phone lines, you can still get in when you fit in.
Right, because people at work, and ain't nobody got time for you getting fired trying to vote for their friend.
Right, so now definitely, you can definitely have a chance, really. You can't use your phone at the moment. Now you got another way of showing love to your artist, makes it easy. I try to do whatever I can to make it easier on Angela, so she can just do what she do best, host a great show.
Of course. Angela always has great shows. If anybody tells you differently, is not a nice person. Anyway, that's not what I really wanted to say, but being politically correct, I'm just going to say that you're not a nice person. I would like to just shout out to all the artists who did send me their music and took advantage of the opportunity to get their music heard. I mean, it's pretty much like no charge. Like, why would you not submit your music for a song battle, being that ain't nobody heard your shit 9 times out of 10? But to any artist that want to send their music in for the Hot or Not song battle, you just send it via email to indieeverything@gmail, which is indieeverything@gmail.com. I think I spelled that right. If not, y'all know how to spell indie and everything. Don't try to play me. Anyway. Make sure y'all send that MP3. As well as with your social network names, because it's really hard to promote if we don't know your name.
Yes, because, especially now that we're doing the tweet thing, it makes it easier because when we're doing the tweet thing, it helps you even easier to, get people involved. So, there you go.
Yep. Now, on to our weekly gossip and such. Who said you can't turn a hoe into a housewife because they lied? Kim K is getting married to good old Kanye. Y'all motherfuckers lied two times. Not once, but twice. So everybody... I'm for real. Everybody out here preaching, I'm going to save myself to a marriage. Kim K is fucking the world and getting chose. Rethink your fucking heart.
She ain't the first one getting... She ain't the first one getting chose. I mean, look at that. I mean, I hate to say it, but Amber Rose, you know, Superhead keep getting chose by all these people over and over.
That's what I'm saying. Boys, is real life getting chose out here. It's really sad. And then she even got, like, home videos, man. I seen that video. I wouldn't gal her after that. It's embarrassing. But, you know, it's not my business. Also, Ciara and Future got engaged this week.
I saw that.
How
long they been talking to each other is a magic question. Good guys. Also, they've been talking to each other that long.
They announced, like, to the world that they were talking to each other in January. But, you know, it was probably creeping, you know, boo thing creeping before then, you know. Who are we to say? But, yeah. I think that's a pretty cool engagement. I think personally.
I got my reservations. You know, they've been talking to, you know, like you said, they've been creeping, you know, they've probably been creeping to each other for a little bit, okay, but, man, they getting married and they just met each other in January.
How old
I mean,
they
you just
think
announced
they are?
She in January.
Turned like 29, 30.
Okay, but they got to do anything.
See, let me get on you right quick. Ain't nobody got time for that. After 25. Everybody got tired of me talking 3, 4, 5 years before getting engaged. Fuck that. You got a year. That year's up. Your ass ain't proposed. I'm moving right the fuck along.
I consider I'm 27. You don't see me rushing. No, you don't see me rushing towards.
You're
no,
a man. It's different.
Chapel. Only chapel I'm rushing towards is my brother's who's getting married. My brother's getting married in December, and my sister's getting married in March. Those are the only chapels I'm rushing to because I'm DJing them.
You are interested in talking to Angela, my aka model Angela, aka Angie B, and your ass ain't thinking about getting married or at least engaged within the next year. Keep it the fuck moving, cause I ain't got time for that.
The next year, people can hide a lot of issues.
You can. That's why I said engaged. I didn't say married. We can be engaged for a year.
Why can't you be in a relationship and then, you know, be engaged?
Okay, so you're going to be in a relationship. Oh, no, it's not even a relationship no more. We're going to talk for 2 years. You want to be to act like your wife, wash your clothes, clean your house, cook you dinner, take clothes up from work, take you on dates, suck your dick, fuck you, ride you, all this shit. And it ain't even no promise in the future. You're adding miles on this. But, JJ, ain't nobody got time for that. No.
Nah, what is the Houstonians this week? We just not agreeing. I'm not agreeing with T. Marie.
Okay.
I agree with Chuck. It's like I got a target on me this week. We going to get Seti a hard time. Jeez.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just only speaking what's fair. Okay, so what if you was ready to settle down? If you was ready to settle down, and a person you talked to,
I mean, you are a phenomenal woman. I mean, somebody got to step to the plate. They know they got to come correct, but it's just on some real shit. I just don't feel that, you know, within a year talking to each other, you got to get engaged after that. No, I'm sorry. I've watched people change after a year. Out of nowhere. Like,
that's
no,
why you
no,
say engaged for a year. That's 2 whole years.
I mean,
about a person
you
a lot
2 years. I say 2 years, Angela. I give you that because you get to that first year, you get to that year. Once you get to that second year, that may do 2 years. Oh, yeah. Get that ring ready because that person, especially like you said, being older, then it is pretty much true. They hang in there for 2 years, it's ring time.
That's the problem now. They've been dating 15 years and just not getting married. I wish the fuck I would date your ass 15 years. The other 13 other bitches, I'm cheating.
That's out of line right there. No, I can't do that. I know. Like I said, 2 years, I'm rock with you. It's still a short period of time, but it's not no year. 2 years, y'all been talking to each other strong for 2 years. No infidelity, none of that. Oh, yeah, that person, you need to wipe them or make them your hubby immediately. You need to go ahead and put their ring on. That is what it is then.
I still don't agree, guys.
Because some of the people, you know, because here's the thing. Some people, they rush it because they're trying to keep you happy. They go and try to put their ring on you, and then they going to go, oh, dang it, I was trying to just keep her, but I wasn't ready quite yet. And then now they going behind your back and doing some shiesty stuff on that year that you engaged. So.
And that year that we're engaged, if that starts happening, we ain't got to get married, and I have a ring to sell to make some profit off the fucking time I wasted on your ass.
I got to give you the crickets on this one, man. I got to give you the crickets.
Bullshit. How you gonna give me crickets because you tried to play me and I played them back? That's not real. Anyway, me and Sadie are not gonna agree on this issue that we're having currently.
We're not.
Which is
we're
perfectly fine with me. But I tell you what, I don't play house. Damn it. You want to play house, build a house. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave that at that. Now, what we are about to do is figure out
You should listen to our show. We had a laser expert last Wednesday. You need to go back and listen to him. He was doing some real shit.
How long he been married?
You just go read it. You just go listen to him. He has one of the best podcasts on Amazon. So you go and listen to it, and you go find it. You go connect it to how real this dude is.
Now, I got a homegirl who was a relationship expert. If you let her tell it, bitch ain't had a man more than 2 months. Nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm-mm.
They don't have relationship expert classes. Who certifies a relationship expert? Who does that?
You can actually get that. Those kind of classes for real.
But I'm saying, like, how do you determine who is an expert in relationships?
You got to get trained to be. You can't, like, as far as like psychology and stuff like a lot of this type of stuff, like marriage counseling, you have to actually get certified and stuff. You can't just go around.
Well, of course.
You can be a person who is an expert, but in order to be a certified expert, you have to actually go get some kind of training.
But, like, who decides that you are fucking awesome at being in relationships or your information is awesome at being in relationships? Who the fuck decides that shit?
It's the same question of why go to a psychiatrist if everybody's different? Who certifies them to know how everybody thinks? Everybody thinks a different way.
That's
true.
Who just decides all these people are bipolar and schizophrenic? Them normal-ass people. Y'all the ones with the problem. Anyway, what we're going to do is go ahead into our How to Not song battle for tonight.
So me and Angela, he was counting at me, you coming. I see what it is, man. I figured it out now. Because T wants to be here next week, and you here this week. See, y'all trying to start trashing me, and y'all going to come at me yelling when y'all see me. Yeah, you stop. Like, what's up with all that? Y'all got to come yelling at me.
Nope.
I figured it out. Y'all going to beat me up when y'all see me.
Nope, not me. Anyway, it's 10:15, so we're going to start our song battle, and we're going to start with song number one, which would be Young Kersey, Turn Up. Song number two is D-Pick, Don't Care. And give them the Twitter and follow the boat via Twitter.
Okay, so again, if you want to tweet, your votes in, you can do it at, all you gotta do is use these tags. Use pound sign or hashtag, however y'all wanna say it, glitz and glamour, exactly how it sounds, spelled exactly. And then put the person you're voting for, like you're voting for a young crusade, you can put at YUNG_CRUSAY. Or if you're going for son number two, which is D-Pick, that'd be at ITZ, the letter D, pick like this, like it sounds, P-I-C-K. And you put number two. And then make sure you tweet Dustbot, that's at D-U-S-K-S-B-O-T, so that it comes to me in my mentions, because I got TweetDeck open to see all this, and I can check your votes there. So we're going to do that, too. We're going to check your votes there and even on the phone. And, of course, you can check on the phone at 347-202-0389. That's how you can do it.
Okay.
All right. Ready. Let's turn up. No pun intended.
Childish.
Yeah.
Walk in the party. Say what's up. Feeling good. Liquor in my cup. Bad bitches. Good up in my blunt. She pop my Molly. Then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party. Say what's up. Feeling good. Liquor in my cup. Bad bitches. Good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly. Then we turn up, turn up.
Step through the door. I'm already on. Three shots to the head. I'm already gone. Red cup in my hand, drinks a rock straight up.
Yeah.
And if your girl up in here, boy, I wouldn't wake up. Cause I done got my weight up. But she fucking love it, she fucking love it. You spreading all of that hate, but I think nothing of it. I'm so above it. High life, plus fast life. Fuck you and your life. Young Cal and Sean P, we just might fuck your wife. I beat it up, she call me Ike, she rollin' like Miss Turner. X button only rough, you don't know I'm a learner. That liquor got me good, you know I'm feeling great. We blowin' on some good, I just passed up cloud 8. Catch me up in the sky, boy, turns up so hot, boy. Fly young nigga, perfect singer, no you can't get him, my nigga, that's mine, boy. She fuck me in her mind, boy. I tell her, bring her friends too, let's turn up. Turn up with you, your friends, and young crew, yeah.
Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly, then we turn up, turn up.
Party ain't a party till we hit that motherfucker. Your bitch winking at me like we fucking knew each other. I ball out with my team like the Lakers or the Thunder. You fall out with your chick, now she hit me on the under.
I'm about to get her turned up. She say she need a Molly. I call her, see where I can find one. She feel it all in her body. But in a few minutes, she about to feel me. Her head game and kill me. I can't lie, I'm straight to sleep. And fuck a pussy nigga if he hatin' on you. See him in the club, conversations only. You ain't bout that life, boy, you know you phony. That's why I say one deep, turn up by my lonely. And fuck a pussy nigga who ain't feeling me. Your main bitch tuning in and listening. She follow me on Twitter and she kicking me. She like all my Instagram pictures faithfully.
Walk in the party. Say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a Molly, then we turn up, turn up.
Rolling up the window, we boxing up that endo. Everybody faded, wait till I drop the single. Yes, baby, tell me what's your vice, and we can get turned up morning, noon, and night. A party ain't a party till I get there. Put your cups in the air, cause I know you've been waiting. Bathroom line for a swag so fresh and a flow divine like mine. Roll up, let's burn up, you know I'm finna turn up. They yelling, screaming murder, yeah, you gon' learn today. No, I beat the mic like I did anime. Initials SP for games I don't play. Look, the only time I'm running is on the runway. If I'm gonna get turned up, I do it my way. Hashtag crown, I'm coming with that H-Town underground sound.
Walking the party, staples up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She poppin' Molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She poppin' Molly, then we turn up, turn up.
I got number two coming up. I didn't care about DC. We're going to both do this at number two. We're going to go for number one, number two. Let's get it.
Hey, but pussies, I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. I mean, you really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. That's my hustle mentality. Now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun and the cap and I make you give it up. Now you can think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. In it all white, I'm talking, stand up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If you niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, there's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't playin' though. I hear you bitch niggas talkin', but what you sayin', oh? You ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knockin' up on your door and start cockin' before you know it. They poppin' it, then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pot, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot, and I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself, cause when it come down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
This is, man, and this is going to be hard. This is the first week where I say it's, like, really hard because I feel that this week, like, both songs are on the same level of, like, crunkness. It's hard. I really, it's, like, it's really hard. If I had to be a person that was picking, and I was, let's say it was my first time hearing them, even one of them, this
would be
hard.
And neither one of them was your friend.
Yes. Neither one was your friend or whatever, none of that. That's a hard choice. Both of their sons go, you know, both of their sons is equally goes as hard. That, you know, I love that when it's a battle like that where you got both sons going head to head, and it feels, and it really feels like a good battle. I'm loving that. I hope the votes say the same thing too. You know, really, that people fighting, because it's definitely both artists. You know, they really went in with them, so definitely support them.
Yeah. I actually like the songs as well. I'm not going to say that some people I didn't like their song, but I'm going to say that tonight I really like both of the songs. That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's what I want to make it clear, too. I'm not, like, saying, I hate every song that's in here. I mean, I'm pretty much saying a lot of the songs, like, that have been sitting here are songs I actually, like, say, oh, man, I can actually play this in the club. For instance, I would play both of those songs. I would actually put those songs in my set. You know, I just had to make make that point clear if I go into the jump into the battle of voting to see who's voting for who.
That's what gets up. So look, y'all might even get some play with Fetty at a party and such. Y'all on. You don't need no.
But yeah, I guess I was waiting for your boy. I'm going to remind everybody how you can vote again, just so you know. So, because if you don't make the phone lines, you can still tweet. That is the beautiful thing about it. It helps you be able to get your vote out still, even without calling in. You can tweet Duskspot, DUSKSPLT. Tweet it with either number one, even if you don't type in the artist's name, at least type in the number. Put number one or number two. And let us know if that's who you're voting for. Say, I'm voting for number one. I'm voting for number two. We'll lock you in for the votes. And I retweet them, too, so that way everybody can see, oh, that's who they voted for.
People, it's where you're lying, boy. I'm telling you.
Just like that. So, I know you got some crazy and bananas for second hour or two. You got to let us know what you got up your sleeve. I mean, wow. I'm stuck at y'all want to know where that whole quiet stuff came from earlier. I'm letting her tell y'all what she got up the second hour. half hour.
Nothing crazy, guys. Just, you know, a little app. It's just a question, you know. I just want to know, how do y'all feel about using sex toys with your partner? You know, just a question. Extra penis.
It's
extra
a question, but I mean, come on now. But I said,
you know,
okay. It really made put you on another pedestal. Like, I like that because it just shows that you're not. Yeah, it just shows you're not a pretty person. I like that. You know, you can explore those type of things with people on the show, and not, you know, some people are like, no, we want to talk about those kind of things. Because you think we're nasty, whatever, that type of stuff. I like to see those different, because people, at the end of the day, let's not be fake and act like you're not doing what you do.
Oh, yeah, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sit here in front of how they want to. Nobody got time for that.
I mean, all y'all are. Notice I said y'all, not me. Anywho.
What up, Pitches? I'm about to have them call you out.
Don't. Please not. Don't have the Crickets call me out. I've been doing good.
The Crickets is getting ready to come after you. It's going to get you. I'm going to go. Hey, y'all going crazy right now. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Oh, so you didn't get my name.
So everybody and their daddy. Calling in right now. You know what I should do?
I want to say this too. Shout out to the artist this week for taking the time. This is my love. Look at this. I hope this battle really is equally, because look at this. They're both taking the time to really go in with tweeting. Man, if both of them can win, there was a way both of them could win, it'd be a great. You know, I wish I could wave magic wand, but it's only one winner here, people. Only one winner.
Only one winner. So what we're about to do is just go ahead and Sadie's going to take a few of the votes to see the votes count.
Yeah,
and we're going to play the song. Whoop. We're going to play a song from last week's winner, Sly Coop, on the radio right now. Turn up.
Thank you.
I will tweet them, but I got to find his Twitter name. All right, y'all. Bye.
All right.
I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. See a psycho chick, you know, Amityville whore. I be killing the choruses, glasses on like Horace Grant. Where the fuck my Jacksons? I'm talking that Tito and Jermaine. I'm talking white honkies, no chains. Now let me lead and stain up on your brain. I'm friend of land of candy paint and super dang. We be popping trunk and mixing drinks, pulling cables and stacking paper. That's just how we do it. Slab line outside the club, we never go inside, cause we too wide. We never hide, cause we too pride. Spaceships with belts and buckles, no laser beams. This for them traps and trunks, pistol grip, public you want. This America is your right, freedom fight, gon' shine bright. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I'm never soft, I go hard. Cut your girl like a porn star. I'm a Decepticon and Louis Vuitton. Attack your chick from your arm like Megamon. Who's my bad man, Mega Man? Angola, I'm high mom. Fly the greatest, no dialogue. Now 35 times like Candyman. Big in the crew, outstanding. There's no talk, all action. I put it down, she pick it up. Tell her homegirl to back it up. Sold it up like Bagwell. Knock the thing out the park. Self-love, American pie, I'm remarkable. They said it's he marking the bull. Translation, they full of bull. Just trying to get my wings. Why is you trying to clip them? Ping, pang, pow, pow. Made a couple moves, now they loving me now. I be cutting up like Vegas. Yeah. Took it back like Vegas. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him. One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. Cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega. Ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him, just a couple shots, no chase him.
And we're back.
And we are back. That was the one Hot or Not song battle. And he will be interviewing next week on the show. So you get to find out more about Sly Coop and his music, latest projects, all that other fun stuff. Isn't the world cool? Isn't Angela cool? Duh. Could have told you that a long time ago. Anyway.
All right, I'll give you an update on the vote so far. Vote so far, which exactly how I say it's going to be. It's going to be a tough battle because I feel it. I'm just watching. It's all one. Son number one has one vote so far. Son number two has two. So it's still the race is not nowhere near over yet. So definitely be on lookout. See what happens from it, man. Again, y'all can vote by calling in 347-202-0389, and you can just say, so you can make it easy yourself. Just say son number one, son number two, or say the name of the artist, and I'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, like Sadie said. And I do appreciate both of the artists actually promoting it, because a lot of times people just think their music's so good, somebody gonna vote for you. No. So I do shout out to both of y'all for actually promoting that y'all are in the Hot Rod Song Battle, even though both of y'all do have very dope songs, and I will actually listen to both of them. Y'all better give me a free copy of y'all mixtape, or I can be y'all friend or anywho. Back to the music.
Wow.
Who we got coming up here?
All right, so let's see. I got another track for you. I got another one from one of the artists that did with him before. This is pretty great people that came through the joint. Oh, man. And so let's. I saw many men keep pink. Oh, my God. Okay, King James. I got one by King James. That was a pretty good one, too.
Turn up.
All right, y'all. This King James track. And again, this is I'm Out of There.
This is a happy duck.
Bought a Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. They out of there. I'm gon' beat it up and send her home. She out of there. Hit the club and turn up and then we gone. Bitch, we out of there.
Whoever invited her can't catch feelings. I only one night of you. Go back home to whoever delighted. You know you can't lose when they all be cool. When they get drunk, start acting a fool. Plus, when a bottle, they'll really be out of there. Wet like they been in the pool. Please don't get me started. Right now I'm living life and it's been one hell of a party. I'm cheaping like I'm Marley. Got 10 bottles of Ciroc and some Bacardi. So I told them bring me 4 bottle Patron. Now I'm gone. Too many drinks on the bar, and I'm still here, but the club already been closed. Somebody need to get my car. I don't even know how many more steps to go. Give me my keys, let down the window, cut up the radio, back on the road. Two bitches been carrying me, talking about marrying me. Must be a drinker, this really ain't happening. I look to the left and I look to the right. I look at them both like this only must matter me. I really need control myself. What I need to say, I need to hold my breath. I came with a driver, I drove myself. They be acting the same, but they knew how I felt. On that good, make you feel some type of way. Told myself to never ever put my mic away. Hit the club, turn up and get them hyped today. Hit the bar and tell the waiter what I like today. Four bottle Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. They out of there. I'm gon' beat it up and send her home. She out of there. Hit the club and turn up and then we gone. Bitch, we out of there.
And we're back.
Hi, guys. We're back. You know what? While we was on that music break, I just realized I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah, call it her or him. I was going to tell her, you know, it was fun. Sometimes I like watching him look silly.
Shut up. You're childish. I think I'm getting sick. It's not okay. Y'all hear me
I did something about that. Quick about myself. I said, no siree. Start taking medicine immediately.
Something, because it's just not okay. Mm-mm. I'm not about that sick life. Need to get some immune C or something like that. Anywho.
Oh, boy. Yes,
we're about to
go
ahead and take some of these votes on the air. Y'all scared?
I mean, don't be scared. Now, some of them getting scared of here on the air, though. They be in the green room. They be cool. They be saying they supposed to be all scared of me. Oh, my God. You got to go to the air. All right. And some people might open up, too, that already voted. I'm just going to let them say their vote again. So I'll let you know. I'll make it known if they already voted, but this will get a chance to give a shout-out and say who they are with their Twitter name and stuff. So, yeah. All right, let's see who we got. We got somebody from 310. If I'm not mistaken, that's Alabama, or no, not Alabama. Cali? I'm
trying to guess. You don't know your area code.
I usually do. I'm usually pretty good. Hold on, I'm checking. Oh, I'm good. Boy, I'm good. I'm good. Because I went to Google just now, and Google says it was California.
That's so
childish. I know. Yes, I'm good. As a matter of fact, it's the L.A. area. It's the L.A. area on top of that. I know, but, man, hey, I be paying attention to people that call in. I'll be paying attention. After a while, you start memorizing where area they from. All right, Callie, I'm going to put you back in mute since you ain't saying nothing. All right, let's go ahead. Go check what we got from the 832. First three numbers, 964. Who is this?
Hello, this is LaDerek. I just from H-Town. I just want to vote for D-Pick. I don't care.
All right, since you're on the air live, man, you want to shout your Instagram or Twitter out, or you can shout both of them out if you want to.
Head Honcho.
Okay, that's a court name. I'm about to try to steal your Instagram right now.
You
child.
You can't steal it.
We appreciate your vote.
Much love.
Oh, man.
You sound kind of young. Ain't it bedtime?
Hey. Huh?
You sound kind of young.
I used to be up. Boy, I used to be up late.
You like sneaking on the phone and stuff. Let me find out. All
right. Right, he hiding under cover. He under cover voting in, like, shoot, I'm going to get this voted. He, your mom in the background yelling, yeah, he over there like, okay, I'm going to get this voted. Let me go hide under this cover, and I'm going to let them know. Oh, man, okay. Let's see. This is a person I already voted. But I'm opening that line at them and say, give them such a shout out. All right, who is this for? 281653.
Hello.
What's up? I know you voted already, but since we let people vote, you go ahead and let everybody know who you voted for again. And give us your Instagram and your Twitter, man, so we can follow you.
Yeah, it's your boy, Dave. I'm voting for D-Pick. Their Twitter is T-I-Z-Y-8. Vote for D-Pick, man. If anybody listening, man, vote for D-Pick right now.
Well, and y'all heard
him,
so y'all better do it. He sound like he'll probably come kick your door in.
He's not the campaign man. He's not the campaign manager. He's like, hey. All right, we appreciate you, man.
Already.
All right, let's see who we got. Got this one. Okay, we got another call from the 832. Who we got? This first two numbers is 33.
They wasn't ready yet.
What up, 832?
They're not ready yet.
I ain't going to play with you guys. I'm not going to play with you today.
I'm just saying, that wasn't ready yet.
It wasn't ready, no. Wasn't ready to get open by auto, no. But they jumped. See, they dropped out as soon as I said they, as soon as we started calling back. I said, no, I'm scared.
I told you they weren't ready yet.
All right, I'm going to check Cali out again and see if they vote. All right, first of all, L.A., who we got? I know it's L.A. because I went, they L.A. dropped off too. They getting, see, they getting scared to call them out. They getting scared. Don't get scared. And remember, too, if you don't want to call in, and you too scared to talk, you can always put it on Twitter, tweet that spot. Matter of fact, I need to check. Because it might have been retweeted. It might have been the artist might be, not on our Twitter, but what they may have done, they may have tweeted the artist and used that way, too. So I'm going to check that. No, see, y'all see how I'm going in, and I'm actually going above and beyond the call to look for this stuff. Because yes,
people
are calling ahead. Sure. Yeah. We try to make sure y'all get done right. Make sure the votes are out there. Okay. Let me check.
Why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. I'll tell y'all some of my personal problems. So, other day, this past weekend, I went on 6th Street, and I don't know what I did, but I hurt my big toe. I don't know if I stomped it on the concrete or somebody stepped on it because there were so many drunk people out there. I just don't know, but my big toe hurt so bad. What you say, Sydney?
I said, including you being drunk.
No. I didn't drink, okay?
Okay, all right. We'll pretend that's what you want to end. But while we're doing that, we go ahead and I'll check some more voters in. All right, call for 832-359. Who are you voting for? Start number one, start number two.
Hello.
Yeah, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Young Crusade featuring Killer Kells for the Turn Up remix.
Okay. Got it on the board now. That's start number one, so we got you locked in. Appreciate your
thank
call.
You.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I got you. I got you. Go ahead. Tell everybody what your Instagram and Twitter name is so they can follow you.
My Instagram name is DesiKitty89.
Okay. Oop, y'all
follow
her. I think she was born in 89.
Nah, that's just her favorite number.
Oh, okay. You know, 80s ladies rock. That's what I was going to make the point of.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man. Okay, we got another caller. Let's see who we got. All right, we got another caller from the 832. Who is this?
This is Nikki.
Oh, hello? Houston.
Hello.
Welcome. What's up, Ghost of Princess?
That song, I Don't Care, I would like to vote for him. And you can catch me on their Instagram at Miss In This Thing.
In This Thing.
And she is In This Thing. So y'all best follow her.
Hold on. Who did you vote for again? Because I was so sick on In This Thing.
Mrs. In This Thing is voting for D-Pick. I Don't Care.
Okay. And
she will have to check you, Freddie, goddammit. Don't let her have to check you again. Listen.
Okay.
Yeah, don't let me have to check you no more. Miss In This Thing.
They gang it up already. If it ain't the host, it's the guest. Y'all trying to kill me, man. They called everyone nice this week. Oh, man. Okay, we got you, Miss In This Thing. Why you in this
all right.
Thing? Okay. All right.
I got something completely off topic, but I just figured out how to twerk. Just wanted to let y'all know. So
what?
Please invite me to y'all next party so I can twerk there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, why you here this weekend? We're taking you somewhere to twerk then. See, you can I was really playing. I hate going places. All right, we got another caller. Let's see. We got one more caller, I believe. Yep, there's one more. All right, who is this? Who are you voting for? 832-359, who are you voting for?
People just hung up on us.
Yeah, they just hung up. Well, that wasn't Houston. That was just in this thing. I thought she said Houston. And I got so that's why I got so confused. I was like, oh, it's Houston. Alright, so we will be announcing the winner at 11 o'clock, actually.
Bitch, y'all wanna know who it is, but we ain't finna tell you. So what we are about to do is just go right on back into a music segment, and we're going to play again those two artists that were in our Hot or Not song battle for the night. Go ahead, Sam.
Right.
Let us know what to do.
All right. We're going to play some of one, some two. No, let's do it.
Yeah.
Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup, bad bitches, good up in my blunt, she pop my molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She poppin' Molly, then we turn up.
Step through the door, I'm already on. Three shots to the head, I'm already on. Red cup in my hand, drinks a rock straight up. And if your girl up in here, boy, I wouldn't wake up. Cause I done got my weight up. And she fucking love it. She spreading all of that hate, but I think nothing of it. I'm so above it. High life, plus fast life. Fuck you and your life. Young Kel and Sean P, we just might fuck your wife. I beat it up, she call me Ike. She rolling like Miss Turner. X buck, no links, bruh. You don't know, I'm a learner. That liquor got me good. You know I'm feeling great. We blowin' on some good, I just passed a cloud 8, catch me up in the sky, boy, turns up so hot, boy, fly young nigga, perfect skin, get her, no you can't get her, my nigga, that's mine, boy, she fuck me in her mind, boy, I tell her, bring her friends too, let's turn up, with you, your friends and young crew, yeah.
Walk in the party, say what's up, feeling good, liquor in my cup, bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up.
A party ain't a party till we hit that motherfucker. Your bitch winking at me like we fucking knew each other. I ball out with my team like the Lakers or the Thunder. You fall out with your chick, now she hit me on the under. I'm about to get her turned up. She say she need a molly. I call her, see where I can find one. She feel it all in her body. But in a few minutes, she about to feel me. Her head game and kill me. I can't lie, I'm straight to sleep. And fuck a pussy nigga if he hatin' on me. See him in the club, conversations only. You ain't about that life, boy, you know you phony. That's why I say one deep, turn up by my lonely. And fuck a pussy nigga who ain't feeling me. Your main bitch tuning in and listening. She follow me on Twitter and she kicking me. She like all my Instagram pictures faithfully. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up.
Rolling up the window, we boxing up that endo. Everybody faded, wait till I drop the single. Yes, baby, I'm single. The P stands for push it on and tell me what's your vice. And we can get turned up morning, noon, and night. A party ain't a party till I get there. Put your cups in the air, cause I know you've been waiting. Bathroom bathroom line for a swag so fresh and a flow divine like mine. Roll up, let's burn up, you know I'm finna turn up. They yelling, screaming murder, yeah, you gon' learn today. Know I beat the mic like I did anime. Initials SP, but games I don't play. Look, the only time I'm running is on the runway. If I'm gonna get turned up, I do it my way. Hashtag crown, I'm coming with that H-Town underground sound.
Walking the party, stay pursuit, feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She got the molly, then we turn up, turn up. Walk in the party, say what's up. Feeling good, liquor in my cup. Bad bitches, good up in my blunt. She pop a molly, then we turn up, turn up.
But pussies, I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. I mean, you really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, ho. Paper, ho. My hustle mentality, now get naked, ho. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun in the cap and I make you give it up. Man, you could think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. And it all white. I'm talking, staying up, stressing, nigga, all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If the niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, there's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't tripping and chilling, but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't playing though. I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh? Saying you ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know what they popping. And then they off in your pockets, that's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pop, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot, and I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself, cause when it comes down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man, when you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
And we're back.
Hi, we're back. And we're going to go ahead and go into the final voting and give you guys the winners of tonight's Hot or Not song battle. And I'm going to turn the mic over to City. Go ahead with your bootleg drum roll and search.
Yeah, one more voter. I'm going to go ahead and see who they are voting for. This would be the last one for the voting. Who we voting for?
I'm voting for my boy DP. That I don't
right,
care.
I'll let them know who you are. Let everybody know who your Twitter and Instagram is.
Well, y'all know.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Let's see. We got one more up ahead. I'm being nice, y'all. Y'all jumping all last minute. All right. All right, we got one more caller. Who are you voting for?
Nobody? Okay.
Right.
Cool.
There we go, there we go. 832-5607. Who you voting for? Okay. I guess Castle is running ghost calling. Okay, final votes. Okay, so again, today's people, we had Young Crusade, that was number one. And something that was Turn Up Remix. And then song number two was D-Pick for I Don't Care. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the votes. So, drum roll. Okay, I'm done. Oh, no. Okay, so first, set of one has a number of, total number of two votes, while had a total of two votes. Song number two had a total number of seven votes. So, therefore, that would make song number two the winner of this week's Hot or Not battle. Everybody, if you're done here for everybody that voted and called in and made this, you know, really show some love to great artists.
Hand clap. Hand clap. Shout out
to
DP.
Big up, everybody, whoever you voted for, anybody that voted, you know, big up C, because, you know, at the end of the day, the artists, they really appreciate y'all taking the time out. They know that the fans supporting them. So, either matter which way you voted, I'm pretty sure that you're the fans, that your artists are like, they appreciate it so much. So, I appreciate it too, because I like to see when people's fan base is actually showing them love and really take their time out to do something as simple as just calling in and saying, hey, I'm voting for you because I like what you're doing, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Also, shout out to Young Kersey. I think that's the name. I'm sorry, I'm not sitting in front of my computer. But shout out to you as well, because I like your song too. So you better get me one of your mixtapes. And I did say
I'm
better.
I'm playing in the club.
Oh, I'm following you on Instagram.
I got y'all word. I'm playing in the club. Y'all want me to, man. Let me know. I will play it. No BS about it. Just let me know. I will play both of y'all songs in the club. Just like that.
Uh-oh. Oh, y'all finna get radio spins?
So,
I was about to make a song so I can get it played in the club. You gonna play my song, City?
If it goes hard, I don't like playing nothing that don't go hard. They gonna move people, man. They're not gonna, you know, you gotta make it turn up, or don't care. That's how I gotta feel. I gotta feel like that. But, okay, so I guess it's about that time. Yeah, it's the second. You got about 25 minutes left. Let everybody know what today's topic is.
So the second portion of my show with the designer, Model Angela, my guest tonight will be Desi. Her Instagram and Twitter is dimp87. I really think that's right. I really do. If it's not, she's going to correct me anyway. So tonight's topic is, how do you feel about sex toys, using sex toys with your partner? I don't see nothing wrong with this conversation.
Yes, and Desi is in the building too, by the way, so she might correct you.
I think that's it. Desi, what's your Instagram and Twitter name?
Dimp87. You heard it right.
I'm that damn cool.
What?
I have an Instagram name, but not phone number.
Am I on, like, already? Am I on?
Yeah, you are on already, and this is recorded, so we're going to hear this later, too.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Lord. Don't dig her head up any more than I already is.
Whatever. Let's get it popping, because you know what? It's so funny that, like, the topic is that tonight, because I just had this conversation with my guy, like, maybe 2 days ago. So I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for the conversation? Are you ready for him
to
use some toys on you? Which one are you ready for?
No, you know what it is? The thing, okay, just for the record, hey, follow me, hey, everybody, Dimp87, is Desi in the building. But just to kind of throw it out there, like, I just was online maybe, like, 2 weeks ago. And basically what I found was vibrating panties. Now, how it works is basically, of course, the woman will wear the panties or whatever, and it comes with, like, a remote control device. They kind of have different levels for how you want to get aroused and stimulated from the panties. So I think with this topic is like perfect because you have to always be spontaneous and like open-minded to try different things with your partner. The thing that's like the only thing that's like really important when it comes to like, you know, being intimate and just having, like, a sexual relationship with somebody. Because you got to be fun. You can't be boring and doing the same thing. You got to spice it up. So if you want to add toys, you can add toys. It's no problem with that. Swings, poles, dildos, whatever. Just do it. I don't see a problem with it. You know?
See, now, women are more open to adding toys than men. So, Sadie, how do you feel about toys?
I'm Sadie Jesus. You know, I'm a little bit different. You know, I'm not one of these people that just want to do the same old same. Okay, girl, just do doggy style and do that. You can rub my dick and sit. You know, that's boring. I got my sexual imagination is too freaking far. I got far imagination as far as it is anyway. But my sexual imagination is out of this world. So you got to come hard with it. And yeah, it is what it is.
So what you're saying is, you use sex toys, what you're saying?
You know, it's not every time. You know, go in, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Look, oh, my gosh.
Why are you trying to act like you really didn't want to say, like, yeah, it's possible that we use sex toys. Now, me, Daniel, Angela.
I'm going to say, y'all know how I am. I'm unfiltered. And do not give a damn. I will tell it like it is.
Don't we know? Don't we know it? Now, that is very interesting, though. Like, Dave, you made some good points. And I was really lying when I said most women be like, yeah, and men be like, no, because most men be like, let's use this, and women be like, nah, we would need this one. You got the real one. Now, I'm not too sure about how I feel about dildos. That shit is just different to me. But you know, I don't really see anything wrong with, like, a vibrator. That silver bullet thing happens to be something I had read about. That's all.
Read about?
Angela, you read about it? Okay.
I read about it now. I don't know what I was reading, but I read about it. But
you read, just, so you just read pretty about it, right? Just read about it.
Look. It seems fucking pretty interesting, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Because I see people all the time, like, chicks always go to, like, Cindy's and the other sex stores with their home girls. But then, like, I'll see no racist type thing intended. I'll see a white couple walk in, and it's like, you know, man and woman. And they is really, like, trying to find the next thing to entice their sex. Like, in there really trying shit out, reading the back of the book, all that stuff. What's wrong with my people? We don't want to buy nothing but
the
damn dicey cute
ones. Like the black pornos. They don't really go in. You know, it's always like it's just fucking, there's no imagination. Unless it's just girl on girl, ain't really no imagination always put into play on there.
Black porn is like some bullshit.
Just straight
every
fucking
black porn,
no gimmicks.
Yeah, like the white people, they have like a little plot. It's like, it's acted out, like real actors. Like, I seen this one, it was like this lady was driving down the street, and this man was like a bum, and she like tried to hit him, and then she tried to spit on this machine, and then they ended up fucking because she had a flat tire and shit. Like, they ended up fucking. Fuck, man. Uh-huh. Anyway, at the end of it, after he came on her face, then he, like, spit on her. Was like, bitch, you tried to run over me, like, I ain't shit. I'm like, what? You just fucked the bum. I'm like, what the fuck? But
whoa.
What the fuck?
The Pinky already, I don't know, Pinky already, she already used, as if y'all have seen some Pinky stuff. And she be already using them dildos on But she loves to use a strap on. She ought to be. She ought to get this thing about fucking the heck out of chicks.
Who?
Like she has a lot of stuff to wear where she's wearing a strap on, and she's got a lot of stuff for different girls and pornos.
Okay, so she just wanna do girl. I'm again that whole dildo thing. I just really don't understand it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's just
not a
vibrator and a dildo is two different worlds. It's
just I've never used dildo. I won't because I have a dick. But
exactly.
Yeah, vibrator is a different thing. I have a dick, so I have no reason to use a goddamn dildo.
But you know, at the sex store, they do have like dildos for me. Like they're like it's a vagina. You know that, right?
Yes. Or as I like
yeah,
to call
that's
it,
really
pussy.
Weird.
Or pussy in the game.
I know.
Or
isn't that like crazy? Like, why would you want to even like? Would you even be open minded to use one though?
To use what? Use a pussy in the game?
Yes.
Nah, I get too frustrated, man. I can't do
he
it.
Said
I,
a pussy
I, gotta
in
have,
the game.
I gotta have the real. I mean, they ain't like, I would be jacking off. I check off, but no, I can't do the pussy in the can because I do that, I'd be more agitated, and I'm going to want things. All that's going to do is juice me up. So, no.
I mean, maybe you can put, I'm sure they have some of them lubricants you can put in there to kind of warm it up, you know, make it feel like the real thing, cut the lights off. Because I seen one that was like a whole body.
Exactly.
It was a whole
I did
person,
too.
And then it had like the coochie cut out, and it had the mouth thing so you can get head too. So I was like, people really buy this shit? And she was like, yeah, we
yeah,
saw a lot
I
of
I saw
these.
A real
like, sex
one that they had, like, the blow-up dolls. It was like a, you can make, you can use a custom blow-up doll. And then, you know, it even makes sounds, even some that actually come. There's some dolls that even come.
Wow. The doll come?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. Stop. Why do you want the doll to come, though? What the fuck?
Because you want that whole, they want that whole mindset that they fucking, and they fucking, so it is being aroused and coming.
See, look,
oh, my God.
I can only accept so much
I know about a little bit of everything. I'm not just versing, you know, I'm not like an expert. I'm just like a world-riding person and knows a little bit about everything.
Okay, look, I have nothing wrong, no problem at all with sex toys. I do have a problem with getting a sex toy that comes back, okay? What the fuck? At this point in your life, you should question your life, okay? It's really not okay that you need a piece of plastic to come. We need you to buy a piece of pussy at this point because it's really not healthy, okay?
I mean, that's a toot my horn, but... Yeah, I didn't too long on it. It's not that hard for me to get some. It's just not. If I really want some, I can go get it. But I'm a person, I don't really, even know me, I just don't be, always feel like I got to have sex every day type of nigga. Huh?
Who says that? I'm not going to toot my own horn. Yeah, I'm going to toot my own horn. Who
does that, though? I'll be real. Hey, some people like to toot my own horn, and they go ahead and toot it. They might as well just smile and say they for toot their own horn.
Anywho, so, now I have to say this because this is, it's on topic, but it's off topic because somebody mentioned this to me. I'm not going to call her out. Usually I would, but this right here, I kind of feel I'm not calling her out. She told me, she was like, I feel kind of dirty because I like anal sex. I've never had anal sex before, and this time I'm really telling the truth. I've never had anal sex before.
Hold on.
I'm not
really
sure about it.
You caught that right there.
What?
You caught that right. You said this time she's really telling the truth. So what?
Right.
So
right. Exactly.
About, she was trying to put that dick on everything else. She was talking about.
Ooh, Angela.
Yes. She told her herself.
No, not me. But really, how do y'all feel about anal sex? Because some men be like, "That's gay." But I'm like, I don't really know. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. How do y'all feel about anal sex?
But wait,
I'm
is this anal
one
sex?
Time.
Wait, whoa.
with you? Like, she doing you or, like, you doing
no,
her?
No, like, him doing her or...
Oh, okay.
Him, I mean, oh, she better not have sex her man with no dildo. He gay.
I mean, but that's... But, hey, and it goes with, you know, both hands. Like, with a sex toy, she probably put a strap on and he probably get off on, you know...
Uh-huh. That's gay.
I don't get off on that. Don't tell me. Don't tell me to keep do the
now. Maybe you get the vibrator by his balls or something. I accept that, but you're not gonna stick anything in that man's ass unless it's a colon cleanse.
Yeah, and man, my dad told me I called not to eat that shit. He feel like somebody violated you. That's the closest it's getting. Other than that, no. That's one thing that keep me acting wrong, acting a fool, because I ain't trying to go to jail. Big Bubba, I'm going to fight Big Bubba for trying to help take my butt.
So wait, Sadie, before we started talking about something else, you did say that you had anal sex, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said, right?
I did one time. It was,
I like how you said, like, yeah, you know, one time, I did one time.
it's exactly one time. Like, that's just not something I was like, I just wanted to get there in
weird?
The habit of doing. Huh?
Did it feel weird? Like,
it's just a fact of the matter of that. I just weird. Like, it's no, because it just doesn't have the same effect. It's not. I mean, a lot of dudes know because you know how when y'all kill y'all period, we gotta come. We gotta start thinking real quick and start thinking the last minute stuff. Like, oh my god, okay, she's on the period. I gotta start thinking something. I'm just that horny. I gotta figure something out. And she's that horny. As much as she's that horny, she's begging to give her something. It's like. You're just kind of stuck, man. You're just kind of stuck, man. So it is. But that was years ago, so. I can't
and Joshua.
I am so fucking childish. Y'all can't tell me nothing, okay? Because I am like the worst, because I am childish. Know this. I'm telling you myself, I'm childish. If we watch porn together, I'm going to be fucking laughing, okay? Shit's funny.
But no, I've done it before several times. It's not as bad as some people say it is. I guess that's just me. It'd be better if like
y'all want that to happen though, because y'all want that to get too big. You want that
on. I mean, but I don't do it all the time. That's like every blue moon. Okay, it'll be cool. But it's like you do it vaginally first. That way, he's already, like, wet in that area, not trying to be really graphic, but so when you do go in anally, it won't be like, oh, my gosh, it's, like, so tight, it hurt. No, you won't have to worry about that because, like, that's really, like, it's good. Everything is, like, good down there, so it's, like, it'll make it easy. So, you know, but it's not that bad. Would I do it all the time? No, that's why I say it's, like, every blue moon for me because it's just not, you know. I don't know what people get out of it, but okay. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just the fact that you were horny. I was like, I had to figure out something real quick.
Oh,
I had to give a
but hold
to
up though. But hold up though. So she on her cycle or whatever's going on with her down there. Maybe she just had a baby. I don't know. So. Is it okay to go anally? Why you just can't get oral? Like, why she can't give you oral? Like, I don't understand. Like, do you have to go the route of, like, getting,
because
you know, giving anal? I guess
the female reason why she would, because this is where my mindset is coming from is she wants to feel it too. She knows, it's like, when she gets oral, it's like, okay, she's giving oral. She wants to feel a dick inside of her besides her mouth. And since she can't fill in her vagina, then I guess the other only option is, okay, unless you go and stick your dick in her ear or nose or something.
You
should have
just told her.
should have told a bitch to get a tampon and suck your dick. I could not be no dude because I'd be rude as fuck.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
If somebody told me that, I'd bust the fuck out laughing. I swear I would laugh.
I would love to know how Jesse is. When you look at them pornos, man, them white girls, I'm not racist or nothing, but they be getting down, bitch.
They are out fucking us, guys.
Exactly. So, bitch, what you think? I'm not about to do that? No, bitch, I'm about to do everything and then fun.
I'm sorry, man. Black girls, it's just something about y'all, man. Because it's more than just about how y'all are sexually. Because, see, that's how I would tell people, when it comes to sex and meat, it's not just, it takes a whole mental process. And just y'all, just how y'all handle business and stuff about everything else, it adds into the allure of wanting to do something with y'all. So it's like, you know, I'm not, you know, shout out to white people, Mexican people, whatever, but it's just black women, yeah, y'all just so strong in everything y'all do, and it goes into y'all psyche when y'all can't really put it down. So, and go to my psyche, and it'd be, I'm already, so I even get to the bedroom and get in sexual mode, I'm already turned on because of everything else she's doing.
Really?
Yes. As I tell people, it's just real stuff. I mean, if you're not, I mean, honestly, if a person can't mentally stimulate you, then it's going to, you know, that's why a lot of y'all are like, oh, man. You were so wacky. Sometimes it can be that you're so wacky, but your mind just ain't clicking with them.
Right. Yeah, right, right. True.
He might be putting it down. He might be beating it up, but you're just not feeling it because you're just not connecting with him mentally.
You know what? And that is very true because, I mean, my friend, she was, like, telling me about... I am so full of shit. No, but for real, you know how you just happen to fuck around and just be in a room with somebody about to do what y'all doing, and you be like, wait, I don't even really like this nigga though. So then, like, you start thinking extremely hard about other shit. Yeah, that ain't never happened to y'all. Like, you be having sex, but you be thinking about other shit you got to do, like, I got to go to Walmart, get some detergent.
Yes,
I'm serious. This shit really happened to me. Don't laugh at my troubles, guys. So it's just like, let me just do this shit because it's late at night.
Too.
I'm not trying to get put out. What?
All right. I'm going to open this call line. See the person. They've been waiting for God damn. All right. We got a call from 713-551. Who is this?
This is Little Joe.
What's up, Lil Joe?
How are ya?
All right, man. What you got? What you calling in for, man?
Trying to like the topic y'all talking about.
Okay. What you got to say? You know, it's two women ganging up on me. You know, they're not like being mean to me, but we got to get another male's perspective, man. What you got to say about that?
Yeah, I feel great about it. I like using toys on people.
All right. Oh,
people.
You know, you're not one of them dudes that just be like, they just want to do this boring sex, you know, that's like, all right, girl, just turn over, let me bend that ass over, that's it. You know, that's all you do is there's no imagination. Because sometimes, you know, you got to put some imagination. That's why you have to lose the interest, man. Women, you got to keep them locked in.
Yeah, you have to be creative because I have like a little penis, so I have to use toys.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at you.
No, I'm not laughing.
It's the way to go.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, really.
Oh, God, I can't with you, sir.
So what kind of tools you use? You use a dildo since you got a little penis?
I use the butterfly, I use the XST, the 24XT long, and I use also the Waka Baka. It's nice.
That should sound like car parts.
They got the motors, too, but all the women like them that I mess with.
How old are you, sir?
Oh, my God. I'm over here crying. I'm over here crying.
How old are you, little? What's your name, Little Joe? How old are you, Little Joe?
Right now, I just turned 52, but it's little, but it don't get too big. That's why I like the toys. That way I usually talk to girls, and they never know.
Oh, you got a lot of batteries?
Yeah, this thing is Duracell. Gotta get some toys, run them on Duracell.
The rechargeable kind?
No, I'm not rechargeable kind. That ain't that good. I heard y'all say something. One of y'all said something about anal sex.
You have anal
sex? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, your little bitch should be good for anal sex because it don't hurt that bad, right?
Well, she got a big booty. You can't get in there. You just can't get in there. So, it's a target, right?
Wow.
In the yeah. And what's the other lady? Who is the other lady on here that, I didn't get y'all names.
Desi.
Desi. Oh, Desi. It's two of y'all. What's the other lady's name?
Angela. Just model Angela.
Hey, Angela, how are you? I like your boy.
This ain't my real voice. I'm sick.
Oh, okay. And what did the guy name?
Oh, man. It's just Fetty. Fucking Jay. Fetty Jay.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah, I really like to talk to y'all talking about the name. I had to continue to suggest the call because I have a template. But y'all, everybody was open. I like that.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's kind of rough. I ain't going to say it. Well, my mom, she was teaching me this trick, and she told me that if I was to put my finger in there with the penis, have y'all ever experienced that?
No.
Put the finger with
Why didn't your mama teach you to put your penis and finger?
Yeah, she sure did. She said it's a trick.
Oh, my God.
So your mama said to put your finger. Did she say what finger? Was it your index finger? Was it your middle finger? What are you doing with your finger? I don't understand.
Well, you put your finger down there, and you it's kind of like a trick where you throw it like a magician. You know, you throw your teeth in the front and stick in the middle front, and then they don't know what you use.
It's been nice talking to you.
Okay, all right. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
You know what? Y'all play too damn much. I just can't take this shit today.
All right, Little Joe.
Huh?
Okay.
All right, we got one more call up. We'll go ahead and open their lineups, and then we get ready to close the show here in a bit. All right, who is this for? 832-567.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's y'all got going on, man? What's happening?
Not much, you know. We just talked about,
I got to say this outside, bro. Dr. Phil, you on that bullshit. You is not holding the gun. You're not keeping the trigger, bro. Homie, you ain't keeping it funky, bro. You talking about you got to be mentally connected and all of this. No, bro, you fucking, bro. You going to be mentally connected. You mentally connected on some other shit, man. Like, and all of that, you fucking because she on her period and all of that, man. She better fucking do something else or you going to kick it with the side bitch, man. Like, tell her how to go on the radio, man. Like,
I see you, man.
Oh, man.
You Teddy Campbell.
You Teddy Campbell.
Oh, shit. This nigga here. Nah, man, you know,
hey,
see, I'm a single too, man. See, I'm a single, so I'm really a side chick because you got to have a main chick to have a side chick, so
I'm
cool
because
I'm a single
man,
man, so, you know,
hey,
well, that's the catch-22, man.
I don't know why I do, bro. You got to get your player rings up, man. You're going to be out here holding it down for the players, man. We need you, you need to hold it down, said Jay.
Hey,
who the real model chick is? They be lying all the time to the listeners. What's her name?
Who be doing what?
They be lying to the listeners all the time and shit. They be lying to bullshit.
That's Mr. Riri. She's not on the show tonight.
Oh, her name Riri. So they be saying, If a nigga change the tire, a nigga hitting that ass, I'll get that. Nigga ain't changing that tire, it's a free ride, this motherfucker. Bitch, nigga change that tire, you gonna twerk while you at work, bitch. I ain't trying to hit.
This nigga here, man, he is too much.
Wow.
What's your name again, man? What's your name?
Hey, man, I'm an anonymous caller, man. Don't give my number out no more either, bro. I'm an anonymous caller, bro.
I'm here
to speak for the streets, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you.
Y'all ladies listening, y'all need to follow, what's your name is, Dominique? She giving y'all the game for real. These white women is out fucking y'all.
Who is Dominique?
Okay, no, wait. My name not Dominique, it's Desi, but thank you, Dove.
I'm sorry, Desi, baby. Let me get it right, Desi. Desi,
Man, Lord.
Hey, Desi giving y'all the game, man. Real shit, them white women is. They is out fucking y'all, and they ain't nagging and bitching, going through niggas' phones and shit. Y'all need to catch y'all game up, man. Real shit. But I'm going to sign it out now. I'm gone. Y'all be cool.
All right, peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
Wow, on that note, man, wow. Today was
highly interesting. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to Glitz and Glamour. You know, it's just going to get better each and every week for as long as I am your host. Got my girl Desi in the building, the sex guru, Miss I'ma Try All This Shit, the white lady in the I Fuck Me.
Exactly.
Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. At I Am Model Angela, IAMModelAngela. Also, my website, IAMModelAngela.com. Shouts out to TrapdoorMagazine.com. Y'all check them out. Shouts out to BeUniqueHair.com. I took my hair and all my Instagram pictures if y'all want to know. On to y'all if y'all have any shout outs before we go.
No, sure, man. So I want to shout out to everybody that, again, everybody that called in, you know, to vote or to call in to share your feedback. It's always greatly appreciated. You know, I love, no matter what y'all say, it's fun, man. It's fun when y'all call in, you know. It's a place where you get to really be you. No, like, don't have to worry about, I got to watch what I say. No, you get to be yourself on the show, so. Appreciate everybody for coming through, just doing what they love, doing best, and just being themselves. That's my shout out.
All right. Well, I have to shout out you too for giving me the opportunity to be on the show tonight. Hopefully, this won't be the last time. But I just want to shout out to all the white women out there that's doing their thing for the real niggas in the streets, like the last call said. And shout out to Lil Joe. He was like really informative tonight. So I'll be extra from his mama. So shout out Lil Joe mama. Hey, Mama Joe, and y'all do y'all thing.
All right, y'all make sure y'all tune in next week, same time, same place, Tuesdays, Glitz and Glamour, 10 to 12, 11:30, you know, whenever the fuck we want to. We run this shit. We ain't got no supervisor. Anyway, we out this peace.
Bye.
All right, peace. Make sure, Angela, tweet me where her Twitter is. I'm a follower. Peace.
Okay.
Peace.